Sarah and her magical Christmas story. This story begins a long time ago, in a land that was covered with ice and with snow. Every day and night you could hear the wind blow, rattling the panes on every window. It was here to this land so far away, Sarah came for a holiday to visit her uncle, whose name was Uncle Nick. But it wasn't the holiday Sarah would pick. It was cold, it was windy, and her friends were not there. She'd just sit in her room, and out the window she'd stare.
I miss my friends. There's nothing to do. I hate this place. Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo!
Uncle Nick felt very bad that little Sarah was so sad. So one day he said,
Come with me. There's something I want you to see.
Okay, said Sarah with a pout, and she put on her jacket and they went out. They walked and walked through the snow.
Where are we going? Asked Sarah.
I surely don't know.
Finally, a building through the snow did appear, and Uncle Nick said,
Okay, we are here.
He opened the door with a very loud creak. And when they walked in, Sarah took a peek.
She couldn't believe everything that was there. There was nothing she'd ever seen to compare. Little elves, oh so many, with hammers and nails, and others with paintbrushes and paint in big pails. They were sitting at tables, 10 in a row, and singing a song that she didn't know.
Uncle? What is this place?
Uncle Nick looked at her with a smile on his face.
Why, this is my workshop, and there's lots to do. If you'd like to help us, I'll find a job for you.
Sarah thought for a minute and then said, Okay, I'll help you, Uncle Nick. I'll help you today. She sat at a table, and an elf named Jacques showed her how to make a little toy clock. She painted the clock red and blue, and soon, to her surprise, she was singing too.
Working hard, making toys, making toys for girls and boys. Working hard, making toys for girls and boys.
Hammers go tap, tap, tap,
making toys.
Then she made 5 more clocks, and it was such fun, she didn't notice when the day was done.
Time to go home, said Uncle Nick. It's 5 o'clock, tick, tick, tick.
Can I come back tomorrow?
She began to plead. Sarah was happy when her uncle agreed. Well, for all the rest of September, October, November, and most of December, Sarah worked very hard until the toys filled the workshop and all of the yard. And when the elves sang their song, Sarah would smile and sing along.